This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A note on timing here for those of you minding your congressional calendars, you know who you are. The August recess starts in 3 weeks. They don't come back till after Labor Day. And yes, I know they did just get going again. All right, here's another story where the today is less important than the what happens next. President Trump, as you know, got back from the G20 over the weekend. He says the meeting in Hamburg was, quote, a great success. The White House says the communique after the summit included some of the Trump administration's top economic priorities. European leaders, as you might also know, saw it differently, objecting to U.S. protectionism on climate and global trade. So with that in mind, Marketplace's Annie Baxter does the medium-term economic cost-benefit analysis of the Trump administration's America First policy.
Just before the G20 summit, Japan and the European Union announced an agreement in principle for a new trade accord, and they touted free trade at a time when they see America shifting towards protectionism. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called President Trump's decision to exit the Paris Climate Agreement deplorable and irreversible. She said the other signatories would proceed without the U.S.
You see that the rest of the world is starting to take real concerted steps to consolidate positions in opposition to the United States.
Nate Olson is a trade expert at the Stimson Center, a think tank. He says the administration's current approach could harm the economy. The Commerce Department is currently considering tariffs on steel imports for national security reasons. Olson says that could make steel costlier in the U.S., and it could prompt retaliation from trading partners like the EU. Olson says at the G20, EU leaders dangled the prospect of imposing tariffs on U.S. products, like whiskey.
They're looking for pain points.
Renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico could be Trump's chance to clarify his goals, according to Simon Lester at the Cato Institute. Problem is, Lester says, Trump hasn't really signaled what he wants to change in that deal.
Part of that, I think, is the internal battles that are going on within the administration. They don't know yet where they're going to go.
Meanwhile, folks at the American Farm Bureau Federation are growing impatient. Chief Economist Bob Young says if Trump prefers bilateral trade deals to multilateral ones,
that's fine, but, let's get started.
And he says the sooner, the better. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.